your heart. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, he'll direct thy paths. Am I right? Hey, be not wise in thine own eyes. But what does it say? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'm going to tell you, he don't do good on departing from evil. But he's sure fearful of God. You know what the Bible says? Look what he says. He said, Jesus, thou Son of God. Oh, he lives in the constant fear of God. Oh, yes, he knows who he is, and he lives in the fear of God. Oh, but thank God, Brother Jeremy, the devil also recognizes the deity of Christ. The devil recognized that Jesus was the Son of God. He recognized his humanity in our text. He recognized his deity in our text. He recognized his authority in our text. If you want to bring glory to God, you need to start doing what these devils did, and that is recognize his authority. What are we worried about? I'm talking to myself. I know where. Recognize who he is. He's God Almighty. Where was we at when he founded this earth? When he set the stars in their place? When he told the sea to quit rolling in? Where was we at? He's God. Amen. Recognized his deity. Recognized his humanity. He lives a life of persistency. You know what? We ought to bring glory to God by just living like the devil. And hear what he said in verse 29. He cries out when he's talking to Jesus. He don't get down there on one knee, real dignified. He cries out when he's talking to the Savior. You know what you ought to do if you're going to bring glory to God? Cry out to the Lord. That'll bring glory to the Lord. You know what? The devil, he's faithful to church. Y'all don't believe? Revelation chapter number 2, verse 13. There's a church that he had a seat in. He had a seat. It was the devil's seat. He had a reserved seat at church. Y'all remember what happened when that devil was in that man and Jesus went to the synagogue? I mean, a church where Jesus shows up, you're liable to see the devil sitting on the pew. And God cast the devil out and kept on preaching. Can I just say today, hey, the devil's faithful to church more than some so-called saints. If we want to bring glory to God, let's live faithful to the house of God. Yeah. Yes, sir. He lives within clear sight of the end. Look in our text. The Bible says, verse 29, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Woo! He lives with a clear vision of the end. If we live like we're going to stand before the judgment seat, I believe we'd shout louder. I believe we'd cry louder. I believe we'd be more persistent. I believe we'd be faithful. Oh, hallelujah. We wouldn't look for a reason to quit when we fail. Failure isn't failure. When God shows up, hallelujah, let's keep on serving God. He lives to affect others in light of the fire that's been lit.
Amen. That's right.
You know what the devil does? I said he lives to affect others in light of the fire that's been lit.
Right.
He knows he's going to hell. He knows he's going to hell. The fire's been lit. It's prepared for the devil and his angels. It enlarges itself to receive them that reject Christ. He wants to negatively influence your life. If we want to live to the glory of God, then let's, in light of the fire that's lit on us and in us, hey, praise God, then we ought to seek to affect others because of the fire that's been lit. I say amen. You know what else he does, Brother Jeremy? He does not operate based on public opinion. Is everybody okay? Man, God, if you'll help me, Lord, to run all the years of my life, I'll run for you. But if I got to have a walker, I'll run more than some folk in this church. Lord, would you help me? Are y'all with me?
Yes.
I'm going to walk fast. Brother Travis, that excites me to think about the fire that's been lit in me. Hallelujah. You know what? Most of the time, we don't run because we worry about what people are going to think. We don't testify because we wonder what people's going to think. We don't worship because we wonder what people's going to think. Boy, I feel like preaching tonight. Hey, touchdown. Hey, amen. Touchdown. Woo! Thank God. I want to positively impact people because of the fire. But thank God I want to impact people and not worry about public opinion. Don't care what nobody says. When that woman got desperate enough, she pushed through the crowd, not caring what the lazy people thought, not caring what the lollygaggers thought. Hey, she didn't care, friend. She wanted to touch him. Oh, good to God. How long has it been since you touched him? That woman broke up the alabaster box of ointment. She didn't take a survey. She didn't say, see which way the wind of public opinion is blowing today. I don't want to be a weather vane worshiper. I don't want to be a weather vane. No, sir. She just started worship. You know what else he's after, Brother Tony? He lives in clear sight of the end. He cries and calls out to Jesus when he comes in contact to him. Oh, yes. He makes requests to the Lord. The Bible says there come a day when the sons of God appeared before him. And the devil showed up too. You know what he did? He asked permission before he done anything. I want to say, how long has it been since you asked permission before we've done anything? If we want to live to bring glory to God, we ought to start praying about some stuff.
Before we... Hey,
hey, hey, hey, you know what, Brother Jeremy? Thank God he don't care about. He's not swayed by public opinion. But there's one thing we got to remember today. Hallelujah. Hey, man. Think I got some in my pocket. Hey, you know what he's worried about? He know what his job is? He's concerned about souls. Yes, sir. He's wanting to take them to hell. Hey, he's after souls. And we ought to be after souls. The man that winneth souls is wise. You ought to praise God, call people, knock on doors, tell folk about the Lord. My Lord, if the devil would care more about souls than we do, ain't no wonder we ain't bringing glory to God. Let's just go ahead and do what he does. That's his number one mission and number one duty. You know what he does? Seek to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to devour. He wants to distress. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Be like his. Hallelujah. I like this. Matthew chapter number 12. Y'all turn there with me. Oh, yes. He's very aware of God's existence. Yes, sir. Matthew chapter number 12. Look at this right here. Verse 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Wherefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom is God of God is coming to you. You know what? Hallelujah. Jesus is talking about the unity and the lack of division in the devil's kingdom. And he used his kingdom as an example that Satan won't cast out Satan. But instead of living for the glory of God, most everybody in the church house, I thank God, not in this church. But most of the time in the church as a whole, they out to get each other, tear one another's throat out. Great God in heaven, hey, it's a beautiful thing when God's people dwell together in unity. If we want to bring glory to God, we forbear one another. We forgive one another. Hey, we go on and serve the Lord together. He stands before the Lord constantly seeking permission for how he can influence saints. You know what we ought to do? Lord, I'd like to go over and help Sister so-and-so. But Lord, I need your permission. How do I go about doing this? Yeah, I'm sure I'm glad. It makes me want to preach that message again on how long has it been since you thanked the devil. I mean, thank God the devil told us God had a hedge around him. We wouldn't have known that if he hadn't. He spilled the beans. And we are New Testament saints. We got it better than Job had it. Thanks be unto God. We ought to seek to help one another and bear one another's burdens. And we ought to be seeking to pray about it. Lord, how can I have permission to go bear that brother's burden? I'm taking knowledge of myself. I recognize my own frailty and my own weakness. So I need your permission on who I'm to help and how I'm to help. Oh, if we want to bring glory to God, we'll dwell together in unity. And we'll help when there's disunity. We'll help when there's division. We'll help when they're downtrodden. We won't kick them while they're down. Hey, oh yes. I like this, Brother Jeremy. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. The Bible says the devil transforms himself into an angel of light. That's what the Bible says. My Lord, if we want to bring glory to God, then we are to be messengers of light, not fake ones. Praise God. We ought to have a light shining. Hey, we don't have imitation light, artificial light. We've got the real light, the light before the sunlight, the light before the starlights. Hey, thank God. I like this. In closing, this last point's long. Don't get too excited.
Amen.
I ain't gonna say nothing to you. Brother, I thought about this, Miss Rhonda. How many times have you heard this? Dwayne, how many times you heard this? Well, I don't want to pick sides. I'm going to remain neutral. Have y'all ever seen two enemy forces fighting each other? That dude in the middle's a dummy, ain't he? He ain't got sense enough to pick a side, Tony. What's wrong with him? He is nuts. I'm going to tell you how you're going. You know how you ought to bring glory to God? Last point. One of the best, though. Hey, you know how you can, because he picked sides. It was the wrong side, but at least he picked the side. The world even knows better. They made a song about it. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. They know better than that. Y'all didn't think that's your commercial. Hey, am I right? They know better than that. You can't halt between two opinions. You can't be double-tongued and double-minded. I get so sick and tired of this pansy little wimp. I just want to play the middle ground. You can't have peace without fighting. It's going to be war. Which side's you all? Praise God. Moses said, who's ever on the Lord's side, come over here. Amen. Pick sides. Amen. Quit being one of them pansy middle ground 2017. Peace, kumbaya. Get along with everybody. Stand dogmatic on this blessed Bible. Don't compromise. Preach against every sin. Fornicating, adultery, drinking, dope. Is everybody all right? It don't matter if Colorado says it's all right. It's still wrong. Is everybody okay? Listen. Woo! He picked sides, Brother Tony. Yes, sir. He picked sides. I love when somebody says, Preacher, just want to let you know, I'm weak. You know what they're telling me? They picked a side. Well, you know, I don't want to pick sides. I got friends on both sides of the aisle. I got people's lost and on the way to hell. That don't mean I don't pick a side and tell them they're drinking and partying's wrong. Hey, man, you go, listen, the Christian life has been said is a hard fight. It's a fight. You ought to fight the good fight of faith. I ain't never seen somebody fight a good fight that don't pick a side. How can you do that? You're going to have to pick a side. The devil picked the wrong side, but thank God he picked a side. You want to bring glory to God? Then be persistent. You want to bring glory to God? Be faithful. You want to bring glory to God? Cry out to the Savior. You want to bring glory to God? Recognize his humanity when he died at Calvary. Recognize, thank God, his deity. He hung the moon. Amen. And he rose the third day. Recognize, thank God, his authority. Look with the sight of the end in view. Run to him when you need help. Thanks be unto God. I like another matter of fact. Bible says they came out of the grace. If you want to bring glory to God, you're going to have to quit hanging out with dead people. Good God. Whoa! I'm just going to run on that. That's good right there, ain't it, brother? Whoa! Amen, Bethany. Hallelujah! Got to quit hanging out with dead people. Yeah. Better watch it. You'll get that stank on you. Yeah, are y'all with me? Whoa! Come out of the grave. It's in the Bible. Still in here. Matthew chapter number 8. If you want to bring glory to God, make an impact that causes the whole city to want to turn out and see Jesus. Now they might reject him. They might refuse him. They might repel him out of the coast. But make an impact. Make an impact even in the hogs. Say amen. Make an impact. Hallelujah. Pick sides. Hear me today, church. Three things in picking sides. Number one, encouragement with the enemy of God. Oh yeah, now let's just think about this. Just think about this. There is encouragement when I face the enemy of God. Number one, Ephesians chapter number 6. Before I get there, let me talk about the engagement. There's an engagement. Yeah. Oh, yes. There's a person of the engagement. I know who I'm fighting. Right. Paul said, I'm not shadow boxing. Right. I know where my problem is. Right. My problem is my flesh. Yeah. Right. I know where my problem is. Yeah,
that's right.
I see the problem.
Yeah.
It's right here in front of me. I can see it. It's coming in real clear.
Yeah.
I know my problem. Oh yeah, the flesh. That's my biggest giant.
You're right.
I can't wait till one day God shucks me like a corn cob. I pray it. Hallelujah. One day this vile body shall put on a victorious body. There's an engagement I'm in. I know the enemy I'm fighting. Oh yes, I know right now I'm in his territory. But thank God the victory has already been won. Are y'all with me? There's an engagement. There's a purpose. He has. Conflict we can expect. Oh yeah, but there's equipment from the armory of God. That's why there's encouragement.
Yes, sir.
He said, put on the armor.
Yeah.
We have an obligation to put it on.
That's right.
Yes, sir. There's a conflict we can expect, but there's a correction that we may need tonight. Maybe the reason we're not winning in the local battles is because we're going at it without the armor.
Amen.
There is an obligation to put it on. There's a correction for us to remind us that we got a responsibility to put that armor on. But can I tell you, he ain't never lost the fight. Not only do we have equipment from the army of God, we've got enjoyment of the victory of God. We have confidence that is unshaken and a dependence that is unbroken. We have a confidence that we will not lose. We are on the won and winning side. Church, take sides. Figure out which way you going, God's way or the devil's way. But you can't go both. You're going to be miserable living in the graves on Monday. Dwelling among dead people. And trying to live on resurrection territory. Can't do it. There's encouragement. Listen. We are engaged in a battle. We have equipment from God. And we've got enjoyment of victory. Picture this. Wren. Come in second place in state last year, right? I know who first place was. It's God. It wasn't that other man, Wren. It wasn't that other man. Oh, you know why? I hope he wins it this year. Number one. You know why? If they declare him to be number one in the state, there is wrestlers out Midwest that if he had to go and represent the state, it'd be pretty rough, wouldn't it, Brother Wren? Some good people out there. Eventually, he's going to face somebody he can't whoop. But God have mercy. We got one that ain't never been whooped. My God's a man of war, and he nobody can whoop him. Can I say amen? Well, glory, I'll say it for everybody. Amen! Woo! Take it. Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! That's right. Take it. Woo! Amen! Take it. Woo! Amen! I'm going to have them shouting for us over here. Y'all with me? You say you teach them, you doggone right. I'm teaching them, get in there. Fight. We got something worth shouting about. We got something worth amening about. We're living and operating and enjoying victory. I don't have to see how it's going to play out. I ain't chasing no pigskin. The pig done went to the beach and drowned. Hey, man, we have victory. I said victory. Let's all stand. Jacob, you come. Hallelujah. Some of you may say, preacher, I need confidence. Oh, yes. Confidence, in closing, comes from dependence. Oh, yeah. It comes from dependence. We're independent Baptist church, but dependent on God. How many of you would like just to close out the service saying, we ain't waiting to see if the devil gets the extra point or not. God's done drowned all the hogs. Woo! Hey, thank you, Lord. Them devils operated in light of the fire that was lit with a mindset of the end that was imminent. Oh, are you serving like you need to? Let's come tonight. It's like playing on the team that you ain't even got to go out on the field. He plays every position. He makes every touchdown. I didn't know there's so many comparisons. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Y'all remember when the Lord let me preach that message? I'm glad to stitch in. Hey, that holds that ball together. Hey, it's like the unravelable stitching of the crimson thread that runs from Genesis to Revelation. They're there inside of it. Thank God for the wind of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, I'm glad that God has already killed the hogs that hinder our walk. Oh yes, oh yes, thank you Lord for the football being like the Bible. Hey, can't one touchdown be made without the scriptures? Nobody will win a victory without the scriptures. I'm glad God's got the ball. Hey, woo, I'm glad he's a winner. I'm glad we've won. Oh, hallelujah. I pray tonight that we just lay our burdens, all our problems and cares right up at the feet of Jesus. Whoa! I bless your name who's worthy. Oh, thank you, God, for the word. Thank you, God, for the Bible. Oh, Lord, yes. Help us stay around the word. Help us to preach. Help us to realize there's an engagement. There's a real devil. Oh, yes. And his purpose is to destroy, devour, and divide. And defeat. But, oh, God, I'm glad he's defeated. There is an armament. There is, Lord, equipment we can go fight with. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. It's your armor of God. Lord, may we need a little bit of correction tonight. Just a reminder that we can't fight without that armor. Help us to put on the armor of God. We have a responsibility. Oh, Lord, let us pick sides tonight. Lord, tonight, let us be consistent and persistent. Lord, let us be faithful. Let us be after souls. Let us be about our duty. When we fail, let us not quit, but get back up and get in a fight. Whoa! Help us, Lord, to cry out to you. Help us to recognize your humanity as it was nailed to the Calvary, your deity as you rose from the grave, your authority as you're seated on the right hand.